الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى is our only creator. And it is only He who has honored us with innumerable favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to enumerate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to do so, because they are so many in number. Countless favors, innumerable favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us into existence from nothing. Thereafter, He took the responsibility of our upbringing. He took the responsibility of nurturing us. And it is only He who creates the means and the resources that we need for our physical and spiritual existence. My question is, my friends, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our only creator, and if it is only He who provides us with everything we require, should we not be grateful to Him? Should we not be grateful to him and should we not remember him at all times? In order for one to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to remain in his remembrance. Without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will not be able to be grateful to him. Because being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to obey him. If a person says 1,000 times daily, I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I am grateful to you, I am grateful to my Creator, oh Allah, I praise you, oh Allah, I thank you, oh Allah, I am grateful to you, 1,000 times, 2,000 times, 100,000 times, 1,000,000 times, daily, if it was possible for one to say these words 100,000 times a day, 1,000,000 times a day, if a person was to utter these words only, without performing salah, without giving zakah, without performing hajj, without fasting, without abstaining from alcohol, without abstaining from adultery, fornication, without abstaining from backbiting, without abstaining from the disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and without carrying out all the dues of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will anyone with a sound intellect classify this person as someone who is being grateful to the Creator? No, nobody. Nobody with a sound mind, with a sound intellect say that yes, this person is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has to carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person carries out all the do's and he abstains from all the don'ts, then every person with a sound mind, sound intellect will say, this person is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person has this realization that I am indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only He who has created me, and it is only He who has granted me all the favors that people can see in my life. Whether physical favors, whether spiritual favors. And after this realization, this person is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in reality, he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person can only carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he is aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and without his recognition, one is awareness that Allah is there, He is watching me, He is watching me, He is listening to me, He is fully aware of what I am doing, and He also has the recognition that He is great, He is almighty, He controls everything in the universe. It is only He who can save me from harm, and it is only He who can benefit me. Awareness with recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lead a person to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only awareness is not sufficient. There are so many people who are aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but despite being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cannot control themselves. We come across many people, they say filthy things that they are not supposed to see, and we say, fear Allah. And when we say fear Allah, immediately this person realizes that yes, there is Allah and He is watching me. But despite that, he continues with his filth. Why? Because awareness is there, but recognition is not there. Awareness is there, recognition, two different things. One is awareness. Awareness means one is knowledge. We have the knowledge that Allah exists. Allah exists. And He is looking at me. He is listening to me. He is all powerful. This is knowledge. But it has not sunk into our hearts and minds that yes, it is a reality that He is almighty, He is all powerful, He is great. It is only He who can benefit, and it is only He who can bring loss. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, O Ibn Abbas, listen and understand well. Listen and understand well that if all the people gather together, if all the people unite with this goal that they desire to benefit you, the whole ummah unites with this goal that they want to give you benefit. They want to benefit you. They can only benefit you that much which Allah has decreed for you. Not more than that. And if the whole ummah unites with this goal that they want to cause you harm, لَنْ يَذُرُّكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. They can only cause you that much harm which Allah has decreed for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the ummah, قُلْ, say to the ummah, لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Only that can reach us which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. Whether profit, whether loss. Only that can reach us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. So one is awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing that Allah is watching me, knowing that Allah is listening to me. He listens to each and every word that we say. He is aware of each and every word that we utter. Whether we utter that word audibly, loudly, or silently, He hears. He hears every word we utter. And He is fully aware of each and every action of ours. He is aware of what will happen tomorrow as much as He is aware of what is happening today and now. He is aware of what will happen after 1,000 years, just as He is aware of what is happening now. His knowledge regarding the past, regarding the future, regarding the present is same. It's not that the present is more clearer to Him, and thereafter the past and part of the past is vague because it's past and He may have forgotten certain details. So the present is more clearer, past is little clearer, and as far as future is concerned, it's very, very vague because He hasn't seen it. No, it's not like that. He is fully aware of the past, fully aware of the present, fully aware of the future. And He is fully aware of each and every particle in His creation. He is fully aware of everything in the heavens. He is fully aware of what is below the earth. And He is fully aware of what is between the north and the south and east and the west, and he is fully aware of everything that is between the earth and the heavens. He is fully aware. But at the same time, with this awareness, we recognize his greatness. He is great. He is all powerful. It is only he who can save us from harm. It is only he who can cause us harm. It is only he who can give us benefit. And it is only he who can deprive us of benefit. When we recognize this, when we recognize this, that Allah is watching me, Allah is listening to me, and he has complete control over loss and profit, harm and benefit, then we will obey him. We will do only that which Allah desires from us. And we will abstain from everything that he does not desire, that he dislikes. And that is when we will be classified as being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one can only be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he is a zakir. If he is aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person cannot obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his tongue, but does not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he in reality is not a zakir. He is not a zakir. Sa'id ibn Jubair, rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great tabi'i, very great tabi'i, Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullahu ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him ocean of knowledge, and on the other side, ocean of spirituality. So a great alim, great faqih, great mufassir, and at the same time a very pious personality. Sa'id ibn Jubair, rahimahullah ta'ala. He was martyred, he was assassinated by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. And those people who witnessed his shahada, his martyrdom, when he was put to death, they narrate that when his head separated from the body, after the head separating from the body, very loudly, Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullah ta'ala said twice, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. After the head was separated from the body, twice, very loudly he said, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And the third time, he said part of this kalima, La ilaha, part of this. He uttered the first part of the kalima tayyiba 2.5 times after the head was separated from the body. This is the level of his zikr. This is the level of his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullahu ta'ala, one day somebody met him and assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam, and he felt a kind of heaviness in the tongue of Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullahu ta'ala. So he said, is everything okay? He said, yes, I'm okay. But your tongue is heavy, you are stuttering, you cannot speak clearly. Are you sure you are okay? So he said, yes, I'm fine. When he insisted as to why his tongue was heavy and his speech was not clear, he said, last night I recited the glorious Quran more than I normally do. So the questioner asked him that, normally how much do you recite? And today how much you recite it? So he said, normally I recite the whole Quran during the night. Normally I recite the whole Quran during the night, but last night I recited the Quran 2.5 times. A great faqih, a great alim, a great muhaddith, and a very pious personality, Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, مَنْ لَمْ يُطِعِ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ كَسُرَ صَلَاتُهُ وَتَسْبِيحُهُ. He said that even if a person performs a salat in abundance, and even if a person recites tasbih in abundance. So salat, Allah says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Salat is a form of dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish salah for my remembrance. Because salah from beginning till the end is nothing but dhikr. Allahu Akbar. Subhanakallahumma. A'udhu billahi. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Salah from beginning till end is nothing but dhikr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish salah for my remembrance. So salah is remembrance. It is dhikr. And the tasbih, subhanallah, 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 wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Any formula of dhikr, any formula of tasbih. So if a person engages in salah frequently, he performs 5 times salah. Before salah, after salah, he engages in nafal. He performs tahajjud, he performs ishraq, he performs salatul duha. He performs tahiyyatul wudu, tahiyyatul masjid. Whenever he finds time, he engages in salah. So salah, 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 salah. You find salah in his life, which is a form of dhikr. And number two, tasbih. Tasbih. All the time you see him reciting tasbih, tasbih, tasbih. Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullah ta'ala says that a person who engages in performing salah more than others, and who engages in reading tasbih more than others, but his life is not in accordance to the do's and don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not safeguarding his eyes from lustful glances. He is not safeguarding himself from backbiting, from slander. He is not safeguarding his ears from music. So salat is there in abundance. Tasbih is there in abundance. But he does not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullah ta'ala says that this person is not zakir. He cannot claim to be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَلَّمْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ. One who does not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ. He has not remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ كَسُرَ صَلَاتُهُ وَتَسْبِيهُ. Even if his salat and if his tasbih is in abundance. So a person cannot obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without remembering him, and remembrance without obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not remembrance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us everything. Everything. Iman. What a great ni'mat. What a great ni'mat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many things without our deserving them and without our asking for them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we were very young, when we were children, we didn't know the value of eyes. We didn't know the value of ears. We didn't know the value of our tongues. We never said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, this ni'mat that you have given us, please continue bestowing this ni'mat upon me. Continue with this favor with me. No, we never. And many of us, even after growing up, even after reaching the age of maturity, even after becoming 30, 40, 50, 60, remain children as far as the understanding of deen is concerned. So even after reaching the age of 50, 60, we don't say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, these are very precious ni'mats, very precious bounties. And without your wanting, these precious ni'mats cannot remain with me. So Allah, be kind to me. No, we don't. So without our deserving and without our asking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all these favors. All these, so many favors. So many favors. Allahu Akbar, so many favors. So many favors. The question is that when Allah is being so kind, so compassionate, so merciful, and He is showering us with ni'mats and favors all the time, should we not reciprocate? Should we not be grateful to him? Should we not be grateful to him by obeying him? Should we not be grateful to him by remembering him all the time? The answer is yes. We should be grateful to him. We should be grateful to him. And how can we be grateful to him? By carrying out all the do's and abstaining from all the don'ts. So we should be grateful to him by carrying out all the do's and abstaining from all the don'ts. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many favors that we should be grateful to him by carrying out all the do's, abstaining from all the don'ts, and thereafter by carrying out the non-compulsory actions, by carrying out the sunan, by carrying out the mustahabbat, and by carrying out the nawafil also. Allah has granted us so many favors that only carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts is not sufficient to be grateful to him. It is for this reason our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would remain in tahajjud from Isha till Fajr. From Isha till Fajr, he would remain in tahajjud. And Aisha radiyallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaqumu min al-layl hatta tatafattara qadamahu. His legs and his feet would swell. So I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Aisha radiyallahu anha says that, why are you going through so much pain and so much difficulty? Does not Allah say that he has forgiven all your sins, even if you were to commit a sin? You are masoom, you are immune from sins. You will never commit sin because you are a Nabi. Nabi is immune from sins. But Allah says that even if you were to commit a sin, Allah has forgiven everything in advance. Despite that, why do you go through this pain? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afala akunu abdan shakura. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me so many favors that he has favored me above all his creations, even Jibreel, should I not be grateful to him? And in order to be grateful to him, shall I not carry out optional deeds as well? So much so that tahajjud from Isha till Fajr. In order to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has to minimum carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. And with that, on top of that, to be even more grateful, try to carry out the sunan, muakkada, ghair muakkada, mustahabbat and nawafil. And this will only be possible if a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person is negligent in regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of Fajr, then what will make him perform Fajr? If a person does not realize that Allah is watching me and Allah has commanded me to perform Fajr, and if I don't perform Fajr, he may cause me harm, he may deprive me of benefit. If that awareness, if that remembrance is not there, what will cause a person to perform Fajr Salat? A person is walking in the town center and he comes across a situation where he is supposed to safeguard his gaze. He is supposed to lower his gaze. If the remembrance of Allah, if the awareness of Allah, if the recognition of Allah is not there, what will force him? What will motivate him? What will encourage him? What will instigate him to lower his gaze? Nothing. Nothing. A negligent person, a person who is not aware of Allah, a person who does not remember Allah, cannot carry out the do's and cannot abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when ordering his servants to be grateful to him, he begins with zikr. فَذْكُرُونِ يَذْكُرُكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي. Remember me and be grateful to me. You will only be able to be grateful to me if you remember me. So remembering me is the first thing. فَذْكُرُونِ, remember me. Remember me. If you remember me, أَذْكُرُكُمْ, I will remember you. And if you remember me and I remember you, I will honor you with the spiritual benefits and I will make you obey me. So washkuruli, be grateful to me by obeying me, because I will assist you and you will be able to obey me and be grateful to me. So dhikr is very, very important, my friends. Dhikr. And as I said earlier, dhikr is of many types. One is dhikr of the tongue. Dhikr of the tongue. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allah. This is the dhikr of the tongue. Recitation of the Quran, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. This is dhikr of the tongue. Istighfar, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. This is dhikr of the tongue. Tasbih, Tahmid, Tahleel, Takbir. Masnoon supplication, dhikr of the tongue. Bismillah wa barakatillah before eating. Whilst eating, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. After eating, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana, wasaqana, waja'alana, muslimin. Before entering the lavatory, Bismillahi, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal khubuthi wal khabaith. When leaving the lavatory, gufranak, Alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. This is dhikr of the tongue. Dhikr of the tongue. When a person initially engages in the dhikr of the tongue, this has a profound effect on his heart. And the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala penetrates his heart. So in the initial stages, a person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the mind elsewhere. He has a tasbih in his hand and he is saying, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The tongue is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the mind is elsewhere. The mind is in the shopping center, the mind is thinking about football, the mind is elsewhere. Why? Because the dhikr has not penetrated the heart. The dhikr is only on the tongue. And many a times, shaitan knowing that the dhikr of the tongue will one day penetrate the heart, so he whispers. And he says, what's the point of this dhikr where you are remembering Allah with your tongue, but your heart and mind is elsewhere? So he stops you. He stops us. And when we stop the dhikr of the tongue, there is no possibility of the dhikr penetrating in our hearts. So the dhikr penetrating our heart, the door for the dhikr penetrating our heart is the tongue. So we are all beginners. As far as dhikrullah is concerned, we are all in the kindergarten. We are all in the nursery. We are not even in the primary. We have yet to finish the course of the nursery and then go to the primary and then secondary and then college and then BA, MA and PhD. We are far away. And when we complete the PhD of dhikrullah, of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find that there is no moment in our lives when we are not aware of Allah and when we do not have the recognition of Allah. This is the PhD of dhikr. And this PhD is possible for every believer. So the first thing I would like you to, all of you to do, all of us, what we need to do is that let us make a firm resolution that I want to move forward. I want to move forward and complete nursery, complete primary, complete secondary, complete BA, MA, PhD. And I want to be included from amongst those servants of Allah regarding whom the Quran says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Those people who remember, those men and those ladies who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, what has Allah prepared for them? أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً. For them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared maghfira, forgiveness. وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and a great ajr, great reward, great reward. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has quoted approximately 80 benefits of becoming a dhakir. 80 benefits of becoming a dhakir. When a person reaches this stage of dhikr, where he begins with the dhikr of the tongue and then it penetrates into the heart. And once the dhikr penetrates into the heart, then know that the dhikr has penetrated the whole body. إِذَا سَلُوحَتْ سَلُوحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if the heart becomes good, the whole body becomes good. And if the heart becomes corrupt, the whole body becomes corrupt. So if the heart becomes zakir, then the whole body becomes zakir. So the gate, through which zikra will penetrate the heart is the tongue. And once the zikra penetrates the heart, then it will penetrate the whole body. Now, the hands are zakir. Hands will not be able to do anything that will displease Allah. The eyes are zakir. They will not be able to do anything that will displease Allah. The ears are zakir. They will not be able to do anything that will displease Allah. The tongue is zakir. It will not be able to say anything, do anything that will displease Allah. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will be more punctual with nursery. We will make sure that we attend nursery daily and we carry out the lessons of this nursery on a daily basis, and we will progress. We want to go to primary as well. We want to go to secondary as well. We want to take admission in college, thereafter BA, MA, PhD, and each and every one of us wish to, desire to become a zakir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because a zakir is he who is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all have the ability to become the zakir of Allah. We all have the ability to become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah in the initial stages, we will make sure that we carry out the zikr of the tongue. Zikr of the tongue. What will we do? On a daily basis, we will make sure that we recite the glorious Quran. We will recite Yasin Sharif daily in the morning. This is zikr. Somebody said to Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ayyul amali afzal, which is the most virtuous deed. So Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu answered, he said, Ama tasma'u qawla Allah ta'ala? Do you not hear to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran? Allah says, Wala dhikrullahi akbar. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the highest thing. It is the greatest thing. Allahu akbar. Allah is the greatest. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. His zikr is the greatest. And when a person remembers the greatest being through the greatest amal zikr, Dhikrullah, the dhikr of the tongue in the initial stages, which becomes the dhikr of the heart, and then it becomes the dhikr of the whole body. So the whole body is occupied in carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. Then as a result, because he has become grateful to Allah fully now, in its true sense, he acquires the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest as well. وَرِزْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Wala dhikrullahi akbar, the dhikr of Allah is the greatest. Because it is through this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dhikr of the greatest, that a person is able to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acquire the greatest ni'mat, that is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So daily basis we will recite the glorious Quran. Yasin Sharif in the morning inshallah. And before going to sleep, Suratul Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, minimum. And if both of them are difficult, then let us begin with Surah Yasin in the morning and Suratul Mulk in the evening, before going to sleep. And later on, we will add Suratul Alif Lam Mim Sajda, then slowly, Suratul Waqia also. And daily, begin reciting the glorious Quran from beginning until the end. The recommended portion is one juz for a non-hafiz and three juz for huffaz daily. But if we are unable to recite one juz daily, let us begin with three quarter, let us begin with half, let us begin with quarter, let us begin with one ruku, but daily, because this is zikr of the tongue. And this zikr of the tongue through the Quran will penetrate the heart, inshallah. Number two, daily let us read Kalima Tayyiba 100 times minimum. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And 100 times third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wala ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. 100 times istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And 300 times salat ala nabi, durood sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So tilawat, with tilawat, dhikr. Tilawat, dhikr. And let us learn as many masnoon supplications as possible and read them where they are supposed to be read. Bismillah wa barakatillah before eating. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana after food. After wudu, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu. Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin wa min al-mutatahirin. And also after wudu, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa ashadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. This is masnun dua after wudu. It is kaffaratul majlis. It should be recited after any gathering. Ta'aleem in the masjid, dars in the masjid, dars in the classroom. Our gatherings at home, where we talk about so many things that we should not be talking about. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa ashadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. After the recitation of the Quran, when we complete the recitation of the Quran, we say, Sadaqallahul Azeem. After that, recite this dua. All these masnoon prayers, try to learn them as many. When it rains, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. When one sneezes, he should say Alhamdulillah. Those listening to him say Alhamdulillah should say Yarhamukallah. He should say Yahdikumullah wa yuslihu balakum. Try to acquire books on masnoon supplications. One very handy book will be The Radiant Prayers, authored by Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. And try to learn at least one supplication per week. If not per week, then one supplication per fortnight. If not, one new supplication per month. And whatever we already know, with little bit of effort, with little bit of attention, inshallah we will succeed. Let us start reciting. So, reciting the glorious Quran with the tongue. Number two, tasbihat, istighfar, salat ala nabi, with the tongue. Number three, masnoon supplications. And number four, when we are free, when we are walking in on the streets, when we are going from home to masjid, masjid to home, when we are doing some work, moving something from here, let us keep our tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that comes on the tongue. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, fine. Salat ala nabi, alhamdulillah. Third kalima, alhamdulillah. First kalima, alhamdulillah. Only subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Whatever comes on the tongue. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said to the sahaba, to a sahabi radiyallahu anhu, who came to ask for advice. He said, la yazalu lisanuka ratbam min dhikrillah. Your tongue should remain moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your tongue should remain moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means, on your tongue should always remain the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O you who believe, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. The ulama say that nowhere in the Quran, nowhere in the ahadith will you find a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding an amal where Allah says do it in abundance. It is only regarding dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Why is Allah asking us to remember Him in abundance? Allah is asking us to remember Him in abundance because Allah knows that that is the key to success. That is our need. That is our need, our need. So Allah is not saying, remember me in abundance because it makes Allah big. it benefits Allah? No. Allah is saying this because Allah knows that it will benefit my servants. Allah is not in need of our zikr. Allah is not in need of our remembering Him. We are in need of remembering Him. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says that the heart of a mu'min is in need of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as a fish is in need of water. As much as a fish is in need of water, a mu'min is in equal need of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a fish without water will die. And similarly, the heart of a believer will spiritually die without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of that person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the person who is alive. And the example of that person who does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like that person who is dead. So a person whose heart remembers Allah is a live heart. And the heart that remembers Allah is a living heart, spiritually living. And the heart that does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a dead heart. And we can only make the heart zakir if we begin striving towards the zikr of the tongue. So Allah is so kind that He knew what we needed, what is our need. So He said, oh you who believe, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And in another verse of the glorious Quran, we find the definition of abundance. What is abundance? 1,000 times, 100,000 times daily, 5,000 times daily. What is abundance? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst standing, whilst sitting, and whilst lying down. This is abundance. That a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all three postures. Whilst standing, whilst sitting, and whilst lying down. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that you will not find a person in a fourth posture. You only have three postures. Either you are standing, a normal human being with his normal activities will only have three postures. Either he's standing, or he's sitting down, or he's lying down. So Allah says that the intellectual people, the people with intellect, the clever people are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, while sitting, while lying down. What is the meaning? The meaning is the intellectual people, the people with intellect, sound intellect, the clever people are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second of their lives. And how will we be able to do that? How will we be able to remember Allah all 24 hours? If we work hard in our nursery, if we work hard in our primary, if we work hard in our secondary, the zikr of the tongue. If we work hard, the heart will become zakir. And when the heart becomes zakir, 24 hours you will be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dhkurullaha dhikran. All the time remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During moments of extreme ecstasy, remember Allah. And during moments of extreme fear, remember Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that when a husband meets his wife, and when the wife meets the husband, during that moment of intimacy, when they meet each other, the moment of extreme ecstasy, remember Allah. Allahumma jannibna shaitan wa jannibi shaitana ma razaqtana. Read this dua before cohabiting. The man and the woman have been asked to remember Allah.
Even during that moment of extreme enjoyment and ecstasy, don't forget Allah, even during that moment. Allahumma jannibna shaytan wa jannibi shaytan amma razaqtana. And at the time of ejaculation, when a person reaches the highest peak of ecstasy and enjoyment, Allah again says that do not use your tongue, but with your mind remember Allah even during that moment. Allahumma la taj'al lishaytana fima razaqtani nasiba. So during moments of high ecstasy, remember Allah. During moments of great fear, remember Allah. On the battlefield, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha laqitum fiyatan, fasbutu, wadhkurullaha kaseeran la'allakum tuflihun. Oh, you who believe, when you meet the enemy, then become firm. Do not show your back to the enemy. And wadhkurullaha kaseeran. Remember Allah in abundance. Remember Allah in abundance. When you are outside in the market, remember Allah. And when you are in the masjid, remember Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha nudiya lissalati min yawmil jumu'ati fas'au ila dhikrillah. O you who believe, idha nudiya lissalati, when you are called by the muazzin on Friday for salah, idha nudiya lissalati min yawmil jumu'ah fas'au ila dhikrillah, quickly go towards the remembrance of Allah. That means go into the masjid to remember Allah. Fine, we went into the masjid, we performed 4 rakat sunnah, dhikra of Allah. Then we heard the khutbah, dhikra of Allah. We performed 2 rakat farz, it was dhikra of Allah. Tasbihat, dua, dhikra of Allah. Then sunan, nafl, nawafil, dhikra of Allah. Dua, whatever we did in the masjid, dhikra, alhamdulillah. But namaz is over now. After salat, I will go to the office. After salat, I will go to the shopping center. After salat, I will go to the factory. After salat, I will go and open my shop. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ السَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Once namaz is over, then spread out onto the earth and seek your sustenance. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. But do not think to yourself that the time for zikr is gone now. I don't have to remember Allah because I'm out of the masjid. No. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Even then, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even then, remember Allah subhanahu. Salat is for dhikr. When you're performing salah, you are remembering Allah. But when you finish salah, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ. When you complete your salah, do not think zikr of Allah is finished. No. When you complete your salah, when you are finished with your salah, then make sure you continually remember Allah while standing, while sitting, while lying down. Hajj is full of dhikr. Hajj is full of dhikr. Allahumma inni uridul hajj fayassirhu li wa taqabbalhu minni. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Dhikr. Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. There are so many azkar that one needs to recite during hajj. So when hajj is over, we forget Allah? No. Faida qadaytum manasikakum fadhkurullaha ka dhikrikum. When you finish the manasik of hajj, the ibadat of hajj, it's not over. Dhikr, you have to remain in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all time. So my friends, we need to become zakir. And in order to become zakir, we will begin with the dhikr of the tongue, inshallah. Each and every one of us will from today be very, very particular in the tasbihat, kalimah tayyiba, the third kalima, istighfar, and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, durude paak. And inshallah, daily recitation of the glorious Quran. And inshallah, masnoon supplications. And inshallah, whenever we are free, whatever we are doing, we will try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with our tongues, we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should also find a sheikh who is an expert in this field and who will be able to train us and who will be able to guide us in making our hearts zakir and begin taking lessons and find time to be in his company so that his qualities will rub off onto you and inshallah the heart will become zakir very quickly. So that the dhikra of the tongue will penetrate the heart, and once it penetrates the heart, it will penetrate the whole body. And when it penetrates the whole body, the body will not be able to do anything contrary to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once that happens, my friends,
then we will be able to say that yes, now I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we say, or Allah will say, that this is my servant who is grateful to me because he is carrying out all the do's and don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't pay heed to this message, and if we remain neglectful, if we remain neglectful of this duty of making our hearts zakir, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our hearts, and if we don't strive with the zikr of the tongue that will penetrate in our hearts, and as a result of which the whole body will become zakir, then we are looking for destruction in this world and the hereafter. Because we understand from the Quran that the person who does not become zakir and who remains negligent of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the companion of shaitan. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one who turns his face away from the zikr of Rahman, one who does not bring zikr on the tongue, and one who does not try to make the heart zakir, one who does not try to make the whole body zakir, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we deploy on him a shaitan, and this shaitan becomes his companion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another place, وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا. One whose companion is shaitan, then he has a bad companion. Bad companion. Now, he will walk that path which will take him to destruction in this world and also in the hereafter. So a person who does not strive to make his tongue, make his heart zakir, and remains negligent, number one, he will remain the companion of shaitan. Number two, he will be carrying out, or he will be assisting shaitan in his mission. One who remains negligent from zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be assisting shaitan in his mission. What is the mission of shaitan? Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَنْ يُوقِيَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَى وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. One of the missions of shaitan is to stop people from the zikr of Allah. So when a person does not want to go towards zikr, he does not want to become zakir, he is assisting shaitan in his mission by fulfilling his wish. And number three, one who does not become a zakir, he is becoming a slave to his nafs. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Do not obey that person whose heart we have made negligent from our remembrance. So do not obey those people, do not follow those people whose hearts are negligent from our remembrance. Why? Because such a person, وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى, has become the slave of his nafs. So a person with a negligent heart, a person negligent from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will become a slave to his nafs. Number four, a person who is negligent from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become very, very close. Very, very close to nifaq and hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاغُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Who is a mu'min? اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. The sign of a mu'min is that he will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And what is the sign of a munafiq? He will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very little. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Those people who become negligent of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nifaq is feared upon them. Nifaq is feared, hypocrisy is feared. And to cut it short,
One who becomes negligent of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will become a loser in this world and also in the hereafter. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُهُ بِلِيْفْ Make sure, لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Your children and your wealth, your property, do not keep you negligent in regard to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure that doesn't happen. Why? وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ Because if that happens, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Then such people will see loss in this world and the hereafter. Destruction in this world and the hereafter. So my friends, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, we will exert every effort to become zakir. First we will strive to make our tongues zakir. Then inshallah, as a result of the tongue becoming zakir, our hearts will become zakir. And as a result of the hearts becoming zakir, the whole body will become zakir. At all times, a person will always find himself obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that ma min shay'in anja min zikrillah. There is nothing that can give more protection than the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when the tongue becomes zakir, the heart will become zakir. When the heart becomes zakir, the whole body will become zakir. When the whole body becomes zakir, then a person will only do that which pleases Allah. And now when he is doing only that which pleases Allah, he is doing that which only pleases Allah. He has taqwa. And وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance so that you can become successful. And Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you can become successful. From these two verses we can deduce that a person who becomes a zakir will be able to carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Before concluding, I will narrate a very well-known incident from the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that one night Umar radiallahu anhu was walking around in the streets of Madinah Munawwara, seeing to the affairs of the Muslims in the darkness of the night. And just around tahajjud time when he was returning home, he heard an old lady saying to the daughter, waking the daughter up, wake up my darling, wake up my daughter, wake up my beloved daughter, wake up and mix the water with milk. Mix the water. She was a milk woman. She used to sell milk. And she was advising her young daughter to wake up and cheat the Muslims. She was saying that mix some water with the milk. So the girl, she woke up from the sleep. When a person wakes up from the sleep, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alertness in regarding deen or dunya is extinct. But because she had strived, and as a result of this striving, the tongue became zakir, the heart became zakir, and when the heart became zakir, everything was zakir, the mind was all the time zakir. So even upon waking up, she was aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the do's and don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she said, Mom, it's not permissible. Allah says no. And Amirul Mu'minin recently on Friday in a khutbah, he said that this is not permissible, this is cheating. So the mother said, Amirul Mu'minin is not looking at you here. Amirul Mu'minin is in his home. Quickly, don't argue with me. Mix the water with the milk. So the young girl said, Oh my beloved mother, in kana Umaru la yarani, fa ilahu Umar yarani. Umar is not looking at me, but the Allah of Umar is looking at me. The Allah of Umar is looking at me. If the tongue becomes zakir, the heart will become zakir. Heart becomes zakir, everything becomes zakir. And when everything is becoming zakir, it is nothing but zikr, 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 zikr. And as a result, a person will not be able to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hardam Allah, Allah kar, noor se apna seena bhar.
Every moment of your life, remember Allah, remember Allah. Hardam Allah, Allah kar. Every moment of your life, remember Allah, remember Allah. Noor se apna seena bhar. And enlighten your heart with the noor of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with your tongue when you make the zikr, the heart is being enlightened with the noor of the zikr of Allah. And as a result, the heart will become zakir also. And when the heart becomes healthy and zakir, then you will be able to do that which Allah desires. And you will become Allah's. And you will live as Allah's and you will die as Allah's. You will live as a special servant of Allah and you will die as a special servant of Allah. So the poet says, Hardam Allah, Allah kar, noor se apna seena bhar, jiye to uska ho kar ji, mare to uska ho kar mar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. Have mercy upon us. O أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us. O أرحم الراحمين have mercy upon us. O أرحم الراحمين forgive our sins. O أرحم الراحمين forgive the sins of our parents. forgive the sins of our relatives, forgive the sins of our brothers, sisters and families, forgive the sins of our friends and associates, forgive the sins of the whole ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our minor sins, forgive our major sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive all our sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive all our sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive all our sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. Enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. Enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, keep our tongues moist with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, penetrate the noor of your remembrance throughout our bodies. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to carry out the sunan, the mustahabbat and the nawafil. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to do those things which bring your pleasure. Save us from everything that brings your displeasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us every khair of this world and the hereafter. Save us from every evil of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your recognition. Enlighten our hearts with the love for your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your nearness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your nearness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your nearness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enshroud us in your mercy. O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as you keep us alive in this world, keep us with Islam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, keep us with Islam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, keep us with Islam. When you take us from this world, O Arhamur Rahimeen, take us with Iman. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us husne khatima. Grant us good departure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us a departure with your pleasure. Grant us a departure with sujood, with ruku, with salat. Grant us a departure with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us a good departure in the Haramain Sharifain. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us shade under your throne on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make reckoning easy for us. Make pul sirat easy for us. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Grant us all barakat and acceptance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant this conference acceptance in your court. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant the speakers acceptance in your court. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant the organizers, volunteers acceptance in your court. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant the listeners, the attendees acceptance in your court. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant all those people who have assisted in making this conference a success acceptance in your court. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant At-Taqwa Academy acceptance in your court. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make At-Taqwa Academy, make this conference and all the activities of At-Taqwa Academy a means of hidayah spreading throughout the world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, make At-Taqwa Academy and its activities a means of salvation for all in the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us all acceptance, grant us all forgiveness, grant us all your nearness, grant us all your wilayat and special friendship. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with taqwa. O Arhamur Rahimeen, honor us with istiqamah and steadfastness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, Those from amongst us who are sick, O Arhamur Rahimeen, give them complete shifa with total afiyat. O Arhamur Rahimeen, those Muslim brothers, those Muslim sisters who are very near to their departure, grant them husn-e khatima. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, every Muslim brother, every Muslim sister throughout the world who is suffering, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon them. O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon every human.
O Arhamur Rahimeen, spread Hidayah throughout the world. Spread Amn and peace and safety throughout the world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, remove oppression, remove oppression, remove oppression, remove difficulties. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make this world a cradle of peace and safety. O Arhamur Rahimeen, every good which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, every evil from which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge from it. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us all acceptance. Give us all the tawfiq to do only that which brings you pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we repent to you, we repent in your court, we make a firm resolution with total regret regarding our evil deeds of the past. We make firm resolution that we will not disobey you anymore. And if overcome by shaitan and nafs, we disobey you, we will immediately repent. O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept our repentance. Accept our repentance. Accept our repentance. Grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on this repentance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the snares and the deceit of shaitan and nafs. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the wrong company. Save us from the wrong environment. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, create every resource that will bring us near to you and that will bring us towards those amal which bring your pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us every khair of this world and the hereafter. Save us from every mischief of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever we have asked from you, grant it to us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, and those things which we are in need of in this world or the hereafter, and we were unable to ask from you, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant those things to us as well. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأهلينا ولمحبينا ولمحسنينا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب